A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 7th chapter, verses 18 to 35. The disciples of John reported all these things to him. And John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And when the men had come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? In that hour he healed many people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many who were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered them, Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf ears hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowd concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. When all the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, they declared God just. Having been baptized with the baptism of John, but the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. To what then shall I compare the people of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children, sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come, eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by all her children. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Henry Albrechtson, Love Lutheran Church, Shodak, New York.
Excuse me, but are you Mr. Schmidt? The telegraph messenger boy nervously inquired. My boss sent me over to tell you you had a telegram. We all have had this experience where we are told to go and meet someone we didn't know, but everyone else seems to. It could be an aunt or uncle you don't quite remember from the last family reunion, or perhaps like this telephone messenger boy. The encounter is with a regular customer you don't know, but the boss wanted you to greet and make comfortable while waiting to be served. For two disciples of John the Baptist, the encounter would be with Jesus. Our text is from the Gospel of Luke, the 7th chapter. Calling two of his disciples to him, John the Baptist sent them to the Lord. And when the men hadn't come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you the one who is to come? Or shall we look for another? Was John unsure who Jesus was? No, not at all. Earlier in Luke's gospel, John answered those wondering if he were the Christ by saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. St. John also recounts this episode in his gospel, just before Jesus' own baptism, where John the Baptist is heard declaring him to be the Lamb of God. John knew Jesus was the Messiah. He leapt in his own mother's womb as Mary, bearing Jesus, neared. He saw the dove of the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus at the Jordan. John declared, I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God. No, I do not believe John sent his disciples to inquire after Jesus because he needed reassurance. He wanted them to meet their Savior. He wanted them to know him. And like John's disciples, we often need to meet Jesus. Oh, we know him, we know who he is, but we may not have a close personal relationship with him. Sin has clouded our eyes so that we remain apart from him in so many ways. Our perceptions and personal agendas, all rooted in our fallen state, prevent us from seeing Jesus and how he meets us along the pathways of our lives. Are we to reject Christ as he wanted, as he warned at the end of our reading today? Daily, we need to remember our baptisms, our adoption as sons and daughters of the Most High God, and daily drown the old Adam within us and see Jesus. John brought people to the baptism of repentance and pointed these true penitents toward the one who would save them and who would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. John truly prepared the way for others to meet and know their Savior. And so are we to do so. That is the call for all who know and have a trusting faith in our risen Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to bring others to that place where they encounter Christ, where they can ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" The Holy Spirit, working through God's word, provides the indisputable answer, as Christ himself did in our text, Luke 7, verse 22. And he answered them, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them." As Isaiah foretold, only the Christ could accomplish this, and more, our salvation. Pray for the opportunity to share God's word with others and bring them to a life-changing encounter with Christ, for their open hearts to hear his word and to know the answer as John the Baptist declared, "I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God."
We thank Pastor Henry Albrechtsen for this meditation on God's word.